A gentleman who has had a good seat throughout the entire camp. He is the senior director of player development for the Edmonton Oilers. He'll be watching closely tonight. Rick Carrier joins us. Rick, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Jason. Thanks a lot. And I've had an excellent seat for the camp.
Yeah, I would think so. and this camp, it's very different because it's a lot of drills and getting, you know, when David Pelche goes out there, it's all skating and the kids are carrying their sticks across their forearms, which they would probably never do in a game, but it really works the edge work and different things like that. For you as, you know, director of player development, you oversee this, Rick. What is the ultimate plan at the end of it? Does each player get their own individual thing to work on? How does it work?
Well, first of all, it's the only week in the entire season that we can bring everybody together, junior players, college players, and some of our other prospects. We invite a few players that didn't get drafted and put them all together and get them on the ice and exposed to some of the resources that we have. And David Pelche has been an excellent resource. He's an excellent skating teacher. And we start the day off with David Pelche, and then we move into some of the drills.
You guys have done this a few times, of course. What have you noticed has been the biggest benefit to the individual player since this started?
Well, I think we try and use the camp to almost set the table for the season, and I know that there's a length of time now. There's about 7 weeks before they come back, but first of all, we do fitness testing, and we assess the level of fitness, and we give them programs to work on. And that this way, by doing it this early, they have the maximum amount of time to prepare for the upcoming season. So we do that. And then some of the stuff that we do on the ice relates a lot to maybe the skills and tactics and techniques that we want to have with them. And then we'll be able to relate to that throughout the course of the season with them.
Rick Carrier joins us, Senior Director of Player Development. And with all the new video stuff, I know that the players, you're able to send them videos of specifically they can watch themselves because everybody learns a little bit differently. And I think when you have that video reminder to say, okay, see your edge work here, this is where it's right, mm-hmm. this is where it's wrong. And really, you break down each kid's stride and all the other things, don't you?
Well, we will. And eventually that would be part of David's responsibility here as we move through the off season. Is that he's going to take some of the video that we've got through the camp, and we videotape everything from different angles. And David's able to take that and make an assessment on a player's individual needs, and we can create a program for him on the ice that we can do video clips of certain exercises that will help that player throughout the course of the season. And the players are really receptive to that method.
Rick, how do you guys pick the rosters for tonight's game?
Well, we try and divide it up evenly. So one team has Connor McDavid and the other team has everybody else. But we have some good players here. We've got Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid. We've got Darnell Nurse. And then guys like Greg Chase and Kyle Platzer have really done a good job and have been great leaders at this camp. Ben Becker, Joey LaLegia. So we've got some pretty good players to divide up on each team and then kind of fill it in with some of our new guys.
One player, Ben Becker, a big defenseman, signed his entry-level contract this year, likely to turn pro, I would assume anyway. Where's Becker in his development, Rick? What do you like about his game? What are the elements he's going to need to work on if he's ever going to become an Edmonton Oiler?
Well, I think the first thing that stands out is his size and mobility, and that in combination is what it takes, first of all, to be able to play at the National Hockey League level. He's a strong kid. He's really invested in his fitness, and he's got a good stick, makes good decisions with the puck. What he's going to have to do is, you know, season a little bit in the American League and kind of start to get the pace from that change from junior to pro.
Rick Carrier joins us. He is the Senior Director of Player Development. Of course, the Billy Morris Cup goes tonight. We'll get through the lineup in a second. You mentioned Connor McDavid, Darnell Nurse. Darnell Nurse, you've seen him, you know, and maybe the kind of the best thing about this camp is you see the progression of the players. What's the biggest area you've seen progression in Darnell Nurse, just specifically from an orientation camp specific on the things you guys have focused on?
Well, I would think the first thing that stands out is he's really grown a lot, and he's a big, strong man now, and he's really found some patience to his game, And that was one of the things that when he first came in, he wanted to do everything all the time. And you have to understand that the game works in certain ways that if you run around a little bit, the good players will just pick that apart. And he's become very patient defensively with his rush reads, and he makes really good decisions with the puck. And when he has an opportunity, like, he doesn't shy away from finishing his checks with some enthusiasm.
Leon Draisaitl, you know, the biggest body you have of skill guys in the organization. And, you know, when you look around the league, that's definitely an asset, especially in this division with Kopitar and Getzlaff. And big guys might, in some cases, maybe take a little bit longer to develop. I'm not saying that's Draisaitl's case at all, but I know I talked to him. He's put on a little bit more weight. Rick, when you watch these guys develop and get bigger and stronger, obviously the key is to not lose any of that mobility and speed. How's Draisaitl done in that department?
Well, he hasn't lost anything. As a matter of fact, I think he's improved his skating. Like, you know, and you see it in some of the drills when you isolate into a one-on-one with a drive to the net in it, and he can just blow by some guys. And when he gets even a half a step on a defenseman, he's able to turn that corner and just muscle the puck into the front of the net.
One other player who I think Oilers fans, well, more importantly, in Bakersfield, we'll see Joey LaLeggia. What's his strength, and what do you see him as a guy who, if he's going to make that step in a few years to the NHL, what's he got to work on?
Well, the first thing Joey has is he's got quickness and good offensive ability, and he's excellent at jumping up in the rush and being part of the play. And we've had the Oilers assistant coaches on the ice with us now, and they're implementing some of these concepts, and Joey fits right in with that, with the defenseman joining the rush. And the part of Joey's game that he needs to probably work on more is just his defensive game. And not that he's going to be able to, you know, knock on, say, Kopitar off the puck at all, but he's got to be able to get position on him with his quickness and have a good smart stick and pop pucks away and get to him first.
Greg Chase had 85 points in 70 games in 13-14. Last year, he had 59 points in 61 games in the Western Hockey League. And so offensively, I know he talked about it wasn't as good of a year as he would have liked. He did switch to Victoria and felt like he had a better season there. When you look at Chase, and Chase is a unique player in your organization, Rick, because he's got that jerk factor to his game. I know in a camp like this and all the skating, you know, that stuff doesn't come to the forefront, but what's the things that you as a director of player development work on with Chase that you want to see him improve on?
Well, I think, he brings the offensive game, and that's important. Greg's really worked on his fitness and his strength and conditioning, and his skating's improved a lot over the last couple of years. And the part of his game, and it was really good for him to play in Victoria with Dave Lowry, who's got a kind of a solid philosophy around defense. And he was able to sort of embrace some of the defensive concepts that he had to. And then when he went to Oklahoma City at the end of the year, he was able to kind of implement those same things at a much higher level. So to me, it's to be able to play both ends of the rink and to be able to play without the puck.
Playing without the puck, Rick, how do you develop that in your young players?
Well, we use a lot of video to teach positioning and specifics in the areas of each zone that you need to be wherever the puck is. And probably the biggest thing that the young players have to understand is that it's not when they don't have the puck on their stick, it's when they do have the puck on their stick and it gets turned over. How do they react defensively? And one of the things that Greg's really done a good job with is he immediately gets back into his defensive position when there's a turnover on the play.
One other young player Oilers fans will get to see for the first time, Ethan Bear, of course, one of your draft picks this past season, and a few other ones, but I want to focus in on him specifically. What did, obviously, you had to say, I think, a little bit in Ethan Bear as the organization. What do you guys like about him? What are his strengths as a defenseman?
Well, Ethan's an excellent skater. He's got very good mobility, and he moves the puck well. He's got good skills, and his size is adequate. But, you know, what he has is he's got a bit of an edge to him. Like, he's very intense, competes very hard all the time.
Lastly, tonight, the rules, because they're, you know, it's not a full roster. I think there's like 8 forwards and 5 defense on each team. So you're going to play two 20-minute periods. And then you're going to go with the 3-on-3 at the end of regulation. Is that a tip-off? Are we going to expect 3-on-3 in the NHL this year, you think?
Well, if it does, I think, you know, it's an opportunity for our coaches, too, to kind of assess, you know, when we have some players like Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid out there on the ice with players like Darnell Nurse and Joey Lalagia, we're able to see some things that might occur in a 3-on-3 situation in overtime. So I think it's a bit of an assessment on that concept itself, but also just to showcase to the fans some of the skills that some of these guys have in open ice.
And another young player that you just drafted, well, actually both of them, and they're on the same team, John Marino and Caleb Jones, two American players. Caleb Jones, obviously his older brother Seth, you know, he's not as big as him. Give me your thoughts on his strengths as a player right now.
Very similar to Ethan, like very mobile player with good puck sense and good shot. Like he's defensively solid. So he's going to be a really good player to kind of watch develop here over the course of this season and for the next season for us too, as he goes through his amateur development. John Marino, sorry, and then you mentioned John Marino too. So he's a player that a lot of us had no idea about because he got drafted out of the Northeastern Junior Hockey League there, and you know, he comes in. He's kind of a slight build to him, but he puts every pound into every play, and that's really impressive for John.
Rick, I appreciate it. I know fans are excited to see Connor McDavid in his first, quote, game action tonight. Enjoy. Appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.